From K101, your undisputed Tri-State sports leader, this is Round Ball Roundup.
Left hand up, under, gets the foul and the bucket drop.
Tonight's high school basketball is brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs.
A little baby hook won't drop, but a rebound and a put back.
And now, with the call of tonight's games, here's Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Buffalo, Oklahoma, the home of the Bison, as we get ready for a 270 conference clash between the Visalia Indians and the Buffalo Bison. Good evening, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell. Welcome to Harper County as we get ready to match up between a couple teams that know each other really well, have seen each other historically over the years. This is the 87th year of the 270 conference, and these are two of the oldest ranking members of that conference, and they have met each other a lot, and none may be there's obviously been more meaning to some games in the past, but right now, this time of year might have the most meaning for everybody who's playing basketball in the state. As the calendar turns to January, the home stretch is upon us. We have one more tournament to go before everybody really gets rolling, and then we can see who's who and who's going to be rounding into shape as the playoffs come. This is a key pivotal game for both teams, for both the guys and the girls, and we're going to bring it for you tonight. So don't go anywhere. We come right back. We're going to have the 7-9 Visalia Lady Indians squaring off against the 4-8 Buffalo Lady Bison right after this. Join us here. It's Buffalo. It's Visalia. It's 270 conference action here on Round Ball Roundup at K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Buffalo, getting ready for Visalia, squaring off against the Buffalo Bison, and we got a great game for you tonight. Starting with the ladies' side of things, and the Visalia Lady Indians, the visiting squad at 7-9, coming off a state semifinal appearance in what was a really magical year, magical run for Visalia a year ago, but a lot graduated for these Indians, and they're having to figure out just with what they got left. It's been a roller coaster of a year so far for Visalia. They lost their first 4 of 5, then they won 3 in a row, they lost 4 in a row, and then have won their last 3 in a row. Now, some of this is injury, some of it's sickness, as you'll see. There'll be some players maybe not playing tonight, last-minute players who have kind of had to drop out due to some sickness kind of going around everywhere. We're lucky to get this one in. A lot of games canceled tonight, postponed for all kinds of things all over the state. So right now, it looks like we got pretty full, mostly full rosters for both squads. Obviously, some injuries leading into this as well have led to some. Both of these teams, young teams, teams, really young teams, but not in the coaching ranks for Visalia. Head coach Casey Jones in his seventh season here, but his 40th overall. He's got over 679 wins. He's sixth on the active list. He's 13th all-time. 10 more, and he's going to get to David Sanders at number 12. He won three state titles at Cheyenne Raiden. So you're talking about a guy who's already in the Hall of Fame and is still racking up wins and probably would have been the Hall of Fame even if he'd have hung it up 5-10 years ago, had enough wins and enough success after six state tournaments at Beaver and back-to-back state tournament appearances here in Visalia. No state titles for the Lady Indians, but seven appearances, three of those here with Coach Casey Jones in 2018 and then two in a row these last couple years. Also 2008 to 2010. So a lot of recent success for this team. And they haven't had a losing season since 2012. And right now they're 7-9, looking to not break that streak. So big game for them leading up into what will be a tough Shattuck shootout field that starts on Thursday. For the Buffalo Lady Bison coming in at 4-8, a rebuilding a young team with also faced their share of injuries and sickness. Kind of alternated some wins and losses. Had an early streak of 4 losses early in Laverne tournament, but were able to kind of bounce back and go into a Cherokee tournament where they performed pretty well and got 3rd place. So a young squad really trying to figure it all out. They've lost some players. Caden Snyder down with an injury. So they're trying to find out what roles they fill, who can do what, and really where they can find their scoring. They're led by Coach J.J. Manning in his second season. He was a former Balco boys coach, spent some time at Follett, as well as a little bit in the Texas Panhandle, even coached at Yale for a little bit. So he has some experience of his own, not nearly as much as Coach Jones on the other side, but he's going to look to just kind of figure out where this team falls. 4-8, you know, Buffalo's the other way around from Visalia right now. It's been since 2012 since they have had a winning season. They're just looking to get in the win column, and they're going to look at a program here in Visalia that's used to winning over this last decade. Buffalo's trying to get where they're at. This will be a good measuring stick for the young Bison to see if they can come in and just be competitive in this one. Coach Manning assisted by Shannon Clark, Alicia Williams, Ryan Nelson, and Coach Dusty Yawk on that sideline. So it'll be several assistants helping out Coach Manning as well. Really, it's a team effort in these small schools. Everybody's coaching. You're also on the Visalia sideline. You'll see a little bit Coach Billy Haley later. He may be down there as well as Coach Chris Webb, Garrett Royal for the Visalia Indians. So a lot of assistant coaches here. Really, you coach every level when you're down here, and it's what makes it beautiful, this level of basketball, as we just got done watching the younger kids run up and down. Now it's the older kids' turn, and here we go. We're going to have Visalia and Buffalo coming up after this. Don't go anywhere. We got a good one for you here in Buffalo. It's the Indians and the Bison right after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
back in Buffalo, getting ready for Visai in Buffalo and a game of the week before everybody gets in tournament play. Buffalo's going to move on to the Buffalo Invitational taking place right here on Thursday. And then Visai going to move on to the Shattuck Shootout later this week. And these girls will actually have them for you again. They're going to take on Laverne first, and we'll have that night game. It's going to be a tough matchup and a good one there to open the Shattuck Shootout, which is that's all. It's been a great tournament the last couple years since we've been there, and looking for another one. But starting tonight, first you got to get through tonight. And tonight is, if you're Visai, you're probably slightly favored in this one because you bring back a player that is going to be the best player on the floor. Jaden Watkins averages 20.2 a game, 9.9 rebounds, and 3.4 blocks. She's a load down there. She's one of the best players in the state here in Class A, and she was one of the holdovers from last year's state semifinal run and a starter and a contributor there, as Buffalo's going to have to figure out what to do with her. Also, there's a couple other returning players here, a couple McCrackens, but Casey McCracken, the older one, also got some starting action last year. She averages 10 a game for Visai. And we'll get to Buffalo here in a minute, but first we're going to get to the national anthem here in a second. So here's your national anthem from Buffalo. All right, no anthem, just the Pledge of Allegiance. Short, sweet, and get right to it. And we're going to get to the starting lineups here in a second. For the Buffalo Lady Bison, the question is who's going to play, because they do have some question of some injuries, some sickness. I know talking to Coach Manning a little before the game, he said, I'm going to be missing my point guard for this one because she is a little sick. So we are going to miss some players, but the names you want to know. Senior Gabby Jordan is the only senior on this squad. It's going to be imperative for her to take care of the basketball. Keys to this game for Buffalo is going to be maximizing your possessions. You're a young squad. You got to make sure that you take care of the basketball. That's first and foremost. Don't turn it over and give up easy buckets and make Visai earn everything. For the Visai Lady Indians, consistency. You really, you come out, you're a young squad. You've been up or down. It's been a roller coaster year. You got to learn how to win consistently. Coach Jones knows how to do that, and we're going to see just how they can do that tonight, trying to win their fourth in a row. And going to be a little bit of a different lineup here for Buffalo. They're going to start with Jada Hoffman, the junior, number three. Junior number 21, Sierra Cinceros. Number 22, Gabby Jordan. We mentioned her, the senior. Addie Clark, the sophomore, number 33. And Jesse Sarabia, the junior, number 13, are going to get the start for the Buffalo Lady Bison. On the Visai side, junior Casey McCracken. Freshman Katie McCracken, who's a big part of this one, getting the start as a frosh. Drew McGeehee, the senior, the number 13. Zayden Johnson, the junior, number 15. She's going to take over the shooter role Morgan Johnson had last year. And Jaden Watkins, the senior, number 35 for the Lady Indians. Those are your starters. Visai is going to be in the red with the white numbers. Buffalo in the white with the orange numbers. And big question, too, for Buffalo. Who can score? Sometimes they've had some scoring droughts. No one was in double figures against Moreland in the last game. Going to have to get some buckets. Also, keep an eye on Addie Clark. She's going to have to get some rebounds and fight down low. It's going to be no second chance points allowed if Buffalo wants to come away with this win. So here we go, tipping it up. It's going to be Jaden Watkins going toe-to-toe with Gabby Jordan. And the tip goes back to Visai. Lady Indians are going to start with possession here in Buffalo. And bounce over to the corner now to Zayden Johnson on the wing. She skip passes it over to the other side. They're going to give it right back to her in the corner. She's going to shoot. Was her foot on the line? No, they're going to say missed shot, though. It's going to go long and a rebound. Buffalo. So one shot, one miss by Johnson. And now Buffalo trying to answer on the other side. They're going to take it to the top of the key. Now down to the corner. That's Cinceros. Cinceros runs out of space. Picks it up her dribble. Kicks it out to the elbow. Addie Clark's going to drop it off the wing right back into the post to Clark. She's got Watkins in front of her, and that one's poked away. She looked at the other post, and a steal by the Lady Indians. Casey McCracken comes away with it and gives it up to Watkins. Jaden Watkins now over the corner to Katie McCracken, the freshman. Now back in the wing to Watkins. She's going to fire up a three. That one won't go, and a rebound by Buffalo. Nice job so far by the Lady Bison, boxing out, not giving up second chance points. Sarah Cinceros now down to the free throw line. We're going to get a ball fake and a drive by Hoffman. Right hand, that won't drop, and a rebound by Watkins. And once she gets position down there, it is tough to move Jaden Watkins. She's going to try to take it coast to coast, kicks it off her foot, but goes right to another Indian. Right back to Jaden Watkins, who puts it up and in. Two for her. Two zip, and Vaisai strikes first with 6:46 to go in the first quarter. Now Buffalo looking to answer. Addie Clark bounces it back outside. That's Sarabia. Now over to the far corner. It's Buffalo going right to left here. They try to bounce in the block. They get it through. They got to kick it back out. No room for Hoffman. She gives it over for a long two for Sarabia, and another rebound by Watkins, who's got two already. And she is really good at establishing position and knowing where that ball is coming off the rim. She's a great rebounder. Now a drive to try to bounce past it inside, but McCracken was looking for McGeehee and threw it out of bounds, but they're going to say off of a Buffalo Bison. Somebody got a hand on there. It's going to stay with Vaisai. They lead 2-0, 6:14 to go in the first quarter. They're going to loft it back to the perimeter. Watkins with the basketball. Steps inside the three-point line. Shoots a long two. Comes up short and a rebound by Addie Clark. Still 2-0, 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Vaisai in front. Free throw line to Clark. She's going to pull up and shoot it. Nice, smart shot. Shot didn't drop. And a rebound underneath the hoop by Hoffman, who puts it back up. That won't fall. And a fight for the board with Watkins, and she's fouled on the rebound. And I think they're going to tag Sarabia with that one. That is, nope. That's going to be on Jada Hoffman, and that's her first. That's the team's first. Vaisai takes over. Now from the elbow, it's McGeehee. She drives right hand off the glass. Can't get it to drop. Rebound underneath the hoop by Watkins, who puts it back up and in. And showing you right now, they're going to have to really find a way to move her out of position. She's getting every rebound she wants right now. She's already got four. And they're 5:29 to go in the first quarter. Drive inside the free throw line. Back outside to Sarabia. They fake the pass. It's in Saros. Dropped it. It was a drive by Clark. She almost lost the basketball. Tried to save it and knocks it out of bounds. And a turnover by the Lady Bison. Going to be inbounded now on the free throw line. And that's Katie McCracken to Casey. Casey crosses the timeline. Back to Katie on the wing. 4-0 Vaisai, 5:11 to go in the first quarter. McCracken now flashing inside to McGeehee. She ball fakes, sits it back outside. Katie McCracken open for a long two. It's going to go long and a rebound on the backside by Buffalo. It's doing a nice job of not giving up those second chance points. They gave up one to Watkins, but then it's thrown away, but poked away by McCracken. Stays with the Lady Bison. And nice job early, making sure it's a one and done for Vaisai. Buffalo's just got to figure out where their offense is coming from. Clark. Now back to Sarabia. Tries to drop it into the post. Poked it back. Cesaros tries to grab it. Ball still on the ground. Loose ball. Everybody goes down for it. McGeehee comes away with it for Vaisai. Another turnover from Buffalo. Katie McCracken brings it up. Looking to attack. Off the rim. Won't drop. And a rebound underneath the hoop. Once again, good job by Sarabia on the board. Still 4-0 Vaisai. Quickly thrown ahead. Poked away by McCracken. They were looking for Hoffman. Streaking down the floor. And we're going to get our first substitution of the basketball game. And that's going to bring Sarabia off and bring on Chloe Silver. And Silver going to take a down screen, look for the basketball. They try to lob it inside. It's poked away. Vaisai tries to grab it. Hoffman tries to grab it. We're going to get a jump ball. And possession arrow is going to stay here with Buffalo. Had a little trouble inbounding the basketball. Hoffman tried to sneak in there and grab it off someone's back. Didn't work out, but stays with the Lady Bison. Flipping it inside. Into the post. Right block off the glass. Won't drop. That was Jordan on the shot. Won't fall for her. And now quickly over to the corner comes Vaisai. 4-0. Long two again, this time for Watkins. Missed that one, and a box out and a foul on the rebound. That looks like it's going to be McGeehee pushing the back on the board. Buffalo once again doing a nice job with the fundamentals, keeping themselves hanging around. That's the first foul on the Lady Indians. First foul on McGeehee. Can't get a shot off right now or get one to drop at any rate. They're going to drive it down to the block. That's Silver. Bounce pass. Nice pass by Silver up underneath the Hoffman. And she drew all the defenders to her and dropped it off in the block to Hoffman on the baseline. And it is 4-2. Vaisai in front by two. Now Johnson gives it back up to Katie McCracken. Try to get it. Forced it into Watkins. Stolen away. She's double teamed down there. Nice defense again. And that was Addie Clark. And that's what she's going to have to do tonight. Stay tough down there and deny that basketball. To Watkins. Silver tries to poke her way inside, picks it up off the block, gives it back to Hoffman. She drives, it's blocked by Watkins, who just takes it from her and once again picks up another block. Got 4 points already, 4 rebounds and a block. We're not even through the first quarter. They drop it down on the baseline. Now to the post to Watkins. Back outside. McCracken. She drives a little floater from the free throw line. And Katie McCracken got it to fall. That's two for her. Makes it 6-2. Visa in front. 3:08 to go in the quarter. And Silver going to bring it up. And Chloe Silver bounce passes into the free throw line to Addie Clark. Kicks it back outside to Sinceros. And Clark drives. They're going to get her for a travel. She tried to drive and kick and walked a little too much with the basketball. We're going to get our first another substitution here. As it looks like Gabby Jordan's going to come out and Daisy Santana, the sophomore, coming in. Not very tall is Daisy. Now they're going to drive inside by McGeehee, who found a little space. She missed the bunny, and it won't drop, and a rebound by Buffalo. Sinceros looking to run. She drives inside, can't find anyone open, flips it back to Clark. She's going to drive right hand, blocked again by Watkins, and out of bounds, but out of bounds on Visai, and stays with Buffalo. Two blocks, four rebounds, 4 points already, with 2:36 to go in the first quarter for Jade Watkins. You get a turn and shoot by Silver. That won't drop, but she struck down the lane, and she's going to get a foul on the rebound. She was trying to grab it from McCracken, who had position. And that is going to be the first foul on Chloe Silver. Nope, they're going to tag. Yep, that is on Chloe Silver. Second team foul on Buffalo. First one on Chloe. And Sarabi is back in. It's like she just came in for Hoffman on the Buffalo side. Buffalo in a 2-3 zone. Visai trying to probe it now. A little bit of a change here for Buffalo, really trying to front Watkins. Long three from McCracken. It's going to bounce high. Fight for the rebound underneath the hoop. Ripped away by McGeehee under the hoop, but that won't go. She tried to get it, put it back up and in. Rebound by Clark. Back comes Buffalo. Quickly head to Sarabia. She steps inside. Pass fake. Drops it off into Clark on the block. Missed there again, and that altered by Watkins. She may have got a piece of it. Either way, it's a miss. She gets the rebound, and back comes Visai. So low scoring affair here. Still 6-2. Both teams doing a good job defensively. Flashing inside, McGeehee tried to take it up to the rack again and lost it on the way up, and a turnover by Visai. So Buffalo hanging tough, 6-2. We're going to get another substitution by the Lady Indians as McGeehee's going to come out. That's going to bring in Gracie Guthrie. Also looks like Gabby Jordan coming back in the basketball game. For Buffalo, Clark's going to get a rest. Silver driving up. Sarabia drops it back off, and quickly a shot by Jordan. That just won't go off the rim, won't fall. Remains 6-2 with a minute 34 to go and a low-scoring affair here in Buffalo. Visai in front by four. Flashing inside, Watkins kicks it back out. Looking for to probe that 2-3 zone. They're going to just shoot a three top of the key for Watkins, trying to break down that zone, and frustrating so far. Another miss and another rebound for Buffalo. Sarabia from the far corner bounces it into the post. Looking for room. Jordan won't go. That shot's altered again. Rebound McCracken. She's fouled on the board. Good hustle by Casey McCracken, who's running around out there making things happen. Even though shots aren't dropping for anybody. That's a third team foul on Buffalo. That's going to be the first on Gabby Jordan. 1:05 to go in the first quarter. 6-2 Visai Lady Indians. Here Earl in the first. Drop inside the free throw line. McCracken tries to get one to roll in. Won't go. Rebound Watkins. She's fouled on the putback. Question is, nope, they're going to call her a foul on the rebound. So she pushed in the back. That's going to be one on Jaden. Second team foul on Visai. Got a little too aggressive there. That time she did not have position. Tried to force her way in. They called a foul on her. 48 seconds to go. Drive in by Hoffman. Kick back out. Looking at a three by Santana. That's going to roll out. Just rolls out. Ball still loose, though, over the side. Sarabia saves it. Nice job. But she's now double-teamed, and she's going to get grabbed. And they're going to call jump ball and possession arrow over to Visai. Good hustle by Sarabia. But Visai really converts quickly to get the basketball back. So still 6-2. Both teams having trouble putting it in the hole here in the first quarter with 33 seconds to go. Lady Indians with the basketball. Top of the key over on the other side. That's Casey McCracken back to Katie. Just swinging around the perimeter trying to get that zone moving. Looking in for Watkins. They're really making it tough on them entering that pass into Watkins right now. Katie over in the corner. Or the wing, rather. And then right back to the wing. Katie McCracken's just going to try a wing three, and that one fell for her. She's got five. She leads all scorers. It's 9-2. Big shot there for Visai. Four to shoot for Buffalo. Sarabia will try a three. It won't go. Rebound by Watkins. No time left for her to even get a shot off. So after a quarter, low-scoring affair here in Buffalo, it's Visalia Lady Indians 9, Buffalo Lady Bison 2. Back with the second frame right after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Nine, Buffalo Lady Bison 2, ready to start the second quarter here. And so far, Buffalo are doing a nice job on Jaden Watkins, but at least keeping her from scoring a bunch of buckets. But so Katie McCracken with a big three has opened this thing up a little bit. Buffalo going to start with the basketball, and they're going to kick it off their foot. Gabby Jordan was trying to drive baseline, and that's what you can't have if you're the Bison. You can't afford the unforced errors. That Visalia defense. Sometimes one thing they will do is hustle and never stop. The effort's always there, so you're going to have to make sure you take care of the basketball, even though they're in a scoring drought right now of sorts. They still lead by 7, 9-2, as Buffalo's looking for offense as well. McGehee from the elbow, back outside. McCracken, shot fake, drive back to McGehee. They flip it to Johnson in the wing. She's going to try a three. It's an air ball. Fight for the backside rebound, and Watkins saves it from going out of the bounds. Slips it inside to McCracken. That shot won't go. Good job there by Clark, making that shot tough on the Kraken. Rebound Buffalo. Drive by Silver, trying to force the issue, looking to attack, and she's hand-checked there. Good job by Silver, forcing contact. That's going to be Casey McCracken's first foul. That'll be the third foul on the Lady Indians, and we're going to get a timeout here from Coach Jones. So 7:16 to go in the half. It's at Visalia 9, Buffalo 2. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Welcome back here in Buffalo. Visalia leads Buffalo 9-2. Coming out of that timeout, first timeout of the game for either team. Coach Jones a little bit frustrated as Buffalo making life tough offensively for Visalia, but defensively, Lady Indians have really shut down the Bison, and they throw it in now to Jada Hoffman. Gets it over to Clark. Clark bounce passes out to the wing. Run out of room there by Gabby Jordan. She hands it off to Silver. Silver now to Clark in the corner. She drives, kicks it back out to the perimeter. Pass fake by Sinisero. She drives to the elbow, shoots it. That won't fall. And it's going to be poked out of bounds as Sinisero's got a pretty good look that time. That shot wouldn't drop. And much like the Moreland game, the last game they played, having a hard time shooting the basketball right now are these young Lady Bison. They swing it around to Watkins. Now to the corner, Katie McCracken, the freshman. She's cut off, picks up her dribble, drops it into the post to Casey. She drives, turns, shoots, and scores. Casey McCracken having a pretty good game out there. That's her first 2 points. They've been very active defensively. It's now 11-2 Visalia in front with 6:32 to go in the half, and we're going to get a hand check foul on the perimeter. And that's going to be, offensive on Buffalo. They're going to say it was a push-off. That's going to be the second foul on Gabby Jordan. Fourth team foul on the Lady Bison. It's a tough break. Another turnover for Lady Bison, who trail by 9. 11-2, 6:24 to go in the first half. Into the post to Watkins. She turns, she shoots, she scores. And that was too easy. She had position the whole time, and she's got 6. Shot's not dropping. Get it on the block. And Chloe Silver drives it. She lost the basketball. She was hounded once again. That was all Casey McCracken forcing the turnover. And Silver lost the basketball and another turnover for Buffalo. And they're starting to pile up for the Lady Bison. They're going to have to take care of the ball here the rest of this way. 6:07 to go in the first half. 13-2. All Lady Indians so far. They've led from the tip. Now Katie McCracken trying to penetrate that zone. Drops it off to Johnson. Now into McGehee, and they're going to say 3 seconds. They're going to call 3 seconds on Watkins in the lane. Didn't quite get out of there. She was trying to run, and she's laughing at herself. She kind of forgot she was in there. That's going to be a turnover for Visai, and Buffalo needs points. They only have two. Jada Hoffman is the only two Lady Bison points right now. Gabby Jordan driving kick. Back out to the wing. Hands it off to Silver. Silver drives inside, long two, hand in her face. That won't go. Rebound, Katie McCracken. And Katie crossing the timeline. She's double-teamed, gives it back up to Casey. And Casey, nobody's on Casey. She's wide open for three, doesn't take it. Flip it over to Watkins. They swing it around the other side of the far corner to Katie McCracken. Bounce pass inside, a cut by Johnson. Back outside, foot on the line for Casey McCracken. That won't go at the three. Rebound, Watkins puts it back up, blocked, out of bounds, but stays with Buffalo. Clark with nice hands there. That would have been an easy two for Watkins. 13-2, 5:18 to go in the half. Visai, Lady Indians lead Buffalo here in the first half. And Katie McCracken with the lob inside to Watkins. Stolen away by Clark. He's doing a nice job down there defensively, making life difficult. Shot fake drive. Silver's going to try it too. It's going to come up short. Nice box out by Casey McCracken. Doesn't let the shooter get basketball. Takes it from her again. And Silver's going to have to find another way to score because Casey McCracken's not letting her get open looks. Now in the corner for McCracken. Casey, pass fake, drive, drops it down into Watkins. She thought about a shot too far from the hoop. Kicks it back outside. Now on the wing, Katie McCracken drives, finds a little crease off the glass. That won't fall. Box out, rebound, Buffalo. Trail by 11 with 4:34 to go in the first half. Outside, shot fake, drive to the elbow, pass off to Clark. She's going to try one from the other elbow. That won't go. Tipped around, fight for the rebound. Silver comes down with it. She's going to come up shooting. That won't go. And the poor shooting night continues for Lady Bison, who just can't buy a bucket right now. Those were two good looks and just would not fall for them. Open shots, what you want. Just got to knock them down. Now they drop it into the corner to the Lady Indians with the basketball. 4:07 to go. Watkins going to try a top of the key three. That one falls for her. She finally got the shot to drop, and she's already got nine, well on her way to a double-double. Now we're going to get a timeout from Coach Manning. So 3:58 to go in the half. Visai in front 16-2 over Buffalo. We'll be back on Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Buffalo, Visai Lady Indians well in front here, 16-2 with 3:58 to go in the half, and some cold shooting by the Buffalo Lady Bison, who have played well defensively, but just can't really find any sort of offensive rhythm. And this, we mentioned this happened, it's been kind of their bugaboo all year. Their issue is finding who's going to, where the bulk of the offense is going to come from for these Lady Bison. Also had some injuries that have kept some players out to stop that. We're going to get an elbow banking shot by Sarabia. She says finally she stops that drought. And Jesse Sarabia with two makes it 16-4. And Buffalo desperately needed to knock down a shot. Good job coming out of the timeout there for Coach Manning. And a throwaway by Visai. They were looking. Watkins cut in. McCracken threw it outside. Went out of bounds and an unforced error by the Lady Indians. And that looks like it's going to be a Gracie Guthrie coming in the basketball game. And Katie McCracken, near full from Coach Jones after that turnover. 16-4, almost poked away by Visai. Goes right back to the Lady Bison. Guthrie got a hand on that. They're going to drop it down. Sarabia. Clark drives, mid post, spins the other way, shoots over top of Watkins. Can't get the roll, and Watkins with another board. She's already got six of them, I think. That's an unofficial count. She's got 9 points as well. She might have a double-double in this first half with 3:02 to go. They drop it down into her. We're going to get a travel this time. This Casey McCracken shuffling her feet with the basketball. She was trying to wait until Guthrie cut down in the lane and walked a little bit with the basketball. Turnover by side. Goes back to Lady Bison. And Daisy Santana with it. Gives it to Sarabia. Sarabia drives to the elbow. Picks up her dribble. Puts it back outside. That's Gabby Jordan. Jordan fighting her way inside. Drips it off to Clark. Clark stops. Pops. Rolls it out and rolls out again and just can't get one to fall. Rebound Zayton Johnson for Visage. Been all Lady Indians with 2:31 to go in the first half. 16-4 the score. But neither team really shooting the ball particularly well. And that one poked away by Santana. She's going to try to break away. It's a 2-on-1. Changes direction, takes it inside, tries to bounce it, but a hustle by Casey McCracken on the steal coming from behind the play. And now she's looking to run. 4-on-2. She just takes it right to the rack and picks up a blocking foul. It's McCracken just attacking that whole way, and that foul is going to be on Clark, and that'll be Addie Clark's first. It'll be Buffalo's fifth. It's going to be 2 free throws upcoming here for Casey McCracken. 16-4, Visage in front. McCracken with a chance to make it 17, and she does with that one. She's got 3. Although multiple steals on the night. We're getting another substitution. Zayden Johnson's going to come out. Cadence Gray, freshman, going to come in for Visage. Another free throw upcoming for McCracken. She knocks them both down. She's got 4. 18-4, 14-point lead for the Lady Indians. Buffalo with the basketball, directing traffic with 2:03 to go in the half. Santana's going to take it on the far wing. Looking for an open teammate. Finds Sarabia, popped out. Nowhere inside. They bring it back out to the far corner to Jordan. Jordan looking to attack. Nowhere to go. She gets a screen from Clark. Tried to get it inside on the pick and roll. Wouldn't fall for her. Stolen away by Jaden Watkins. Right idea, but good defense once again by the Lady Indians. Solid defensively. Just can't really find consistent outside shooting. And Buffalo, credit Buffalo, doing a nice job defensively. They having a hard time shooting it as well. Watkins that time with a 3. She's not having a hard time. She's got 12. 21-4. And now the Lady Indians starting to run away with it with a minute 21 to go in the half. If you're Buffalo here, just want to get some buckets here, get a little bit of rhythm. Hopefully, if you knock down a couple, you feel like they're going to start to fall maybe in the second half. Drop it out to Jordan. She drives, finds a little room in the paint, shoots it inside, and picks up the foul. Good attack that time by Jordan. Be the fourth team foul on Visage. I believe that was Gracie Guthrie. We'll see who they tag it with. And it is indeed on Gracie. That's her first. Free throws here for Gabby Jordan. And the first one rolls in, and even the free throw is not dropping. Trying to find offense wherever they can. Only 2 Lady Bison have scored. Jesse Sarabia, Jada Hoffman. Hoffman's back in there right now for Buffalo. Second free throw, wouldn't bounce in, and another rebound by Watkins. Double-double already here in this first half, a minute to go. Dropping the block, right hand, McGeehee floats one in, and she's on the board with 2. 23-4. In a much higher scoring second quarter after that first one. Drive inside and a shot by Jordan. That won't fall. And another rebound by Watkins, who has gotten a rebound pretty much about every, at least fourth possession of this basketball game, it seems like. 28 seconds to go, 23-4. Over to Jaden on the wing. She's going to hold it for last shot here. Nope, gives it to McCracken. McCracken drives, drops it into her the post. One dribble. Watkins off the glass and drops it down. Tough shot. She's got 14. It's 25-4. All Lady Indians, 11 seconds here to shoot in the half, in the first half for the Bison. Driving around outside, they give it to Sarabi. She's going to hoist one up top of the key. That won't drop, and that will do it for the first half. All Lady Indians, Visage leads Buffalo 25-4. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
As Americans, we celebrate all the things that make us different. So what is the thing that connects us? The thing that makes us Americans? It's simple. It's our shared belief that we are Americans. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That belief that we each can be who we are and live the life we dream, in harmony with one another, in our system, written in the words of the Constitution. Know your Constitution. It's who you are. It's who we are.
Unity. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back here in Buffalo. Vaisai Lady Indians well in front here after one half, 25-4. And then offensive breakthrough a little bit in that second quarter as a 16-2 was Vaisai won that second quarter after a 9-2. First quarter. A lot of that on the back of Jaden Watkins, the senior, 14 points already. He's got 10 rebounds. Really, 9 or 10. I have the unofficial count, but that we're only through one half of basketball. Katie McCracken had 5. Casey McCracken had 4. And Drew McGee, he had 2 for Vaisai. He started to figure it out on offense in that second quarter. And only 4 for the Buffalo Lady Bison. Jada Hoffman's got 2. Jesse Sarabia has 2 here at the half. And I imagine Coach Manning's in there trying to figure out how to get some offense. Had some good looks. Shots not dropping for the Lady Bison in this one, as they're a little bit hangover from what happened in Moreland, their last game, last one they played. Now, I know Friday some games were canceled due to some people not being in class, but the last game on the schedule was Moreland for the Lady Bison. We'll see if they actually figure out when exactly that was. Looked like the January 11th game, so a week ago. That's when their last game was, after the Fargo Gage Fort Supply game was postponed on Friday, as a lot of them were. And if we can kind of take a look around, see, we do have some scores floating in. Kremlin Hillsdale leads Cherokee 21-18. O'Keen, who's having a great season, 32-14 over Covington Douglas right now. Their girls are looking to make a run. They're a very, very talented squad. Good one in Turpin. Turpin leads Tyrone's girls 14-4. Tyrone ranked 20th. Turpin unranked, but right now up 10. Out there playing at home. Oklahoma Bibles in front of Fairview, 26-11. Also, Laverne leads Goodwell, 27-6. And what should be a rout on the girls' side, but it's going to be a real good boys' game later. That'll be one to keep an eye on as we roll it over to the guys immediately after this. Some good games, some canceled games tonight, but really everybody's gearing up for that big tournament week. We're going to actually be at the Shattuck Shootout next week. We're going to have the evening games Thursday and Friday, and then third place in championship games on Saturday. That's where we will be next week. But there's going to be a Buffalo Invitational here. There is a Merit Tournament, Bi-County Tournament. There's a Tri-County Tournament, all kinds of tournaments. This is the last round of tournament play, and then it's the home stretch before we get into the postseason. Everyone really starting to get tuned up. And right now, Vaisai Lady Indians tuning up. They lead Buffalo 25-4. We'll be back with the second half after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
K-101. We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K-101.
Back in Buffalo, Vici Ladies lead the home team, Buffalo Lady Bison, 25-4 at the half. All Lady Indians we mentioned last year. Coming off that magical trip or run to the state semis, they did lose to Van Ost 69-48, and they did lose some talent. Jade Hazelbaker, your Chattuck Shootout MVP, all district, all. And welcome back. Sorry, a little technical difficulty there, as what you missed was a whole lot of Vici points. They now lead 37-4, 4:42 to go, as Casey McCracken just missing one for one from the free throw line there, as we had a little bit of a power outage problem, a little bit of feedback issue. But now we're back, and right now Buffalo is going to try to score. They still have not scored in this quarter. Another rebound there for Jaden Watkins, as all Vici once again here in the third quarter, as Lady Bison yet to score. Again, they're flip-flopping sides here. Vici in the red with the white numbers. Flashing in shot fake on the block. McCracken, who's been real active in this quarter, misses that shot, and a rebound by Buffalo. Back come Lady Bison. Sinceros crosses over. She gets into the paint, drives inside, picks up her dribble, tries to shoot with the right hand. That won't fall, and a rebound by McCracken, who's pouring in points and rebounds in this quarter. She's kind of picking up Jaden Watkins, who's been kind of quiet here. I think we're going to get a substitution or a timeout. The official's timeout for a substitution here. Coach Jones came out the floor like they were going to take it. Instead, it's going to get a massive, both teams getting some players in as a mass substitution here. Jill Perry now in for Vici. If you're just joining us, number 55, she's getting some run here as they're up big. And Buffalo, right now on the floor for Buffalo, Chloe Silver is going to be out there. Daisy Santana is on the floor. Looks like Sierra Sinceros, Jada Hoffman out there in that 2-3 zone, as well as Addie Clark. For Vici, right now Drew McGehee with the basketball, gives it over to Gracie Guthrie into the corner to Zayden Johnson. Johnson back out to Katie McCracken. Perry in that game, in the game as well. They drop it down into the post to Perry. She turns right into a double team. It's blocked, but a rebound by Johnson, who flips it out top of the key. Three for Katie McCracken. That one falls for her. And Katie's into double digits. May have missed a couple buckets there while we were figuring it out, so forgive me if I'm off by a point or two on some of these ladies. And for Vici, lead 40-4. Been all Lady Indians in this one. It's a blowout right now. Santana going to try to shoot a two. That one won't fall, and Buffalo just really struggling trying to shoot the basketball. Pretty good look there by Santana. They're not even getting the rolls, which is tough. Like every once in a while, you think one would roll in. Right now, down in the wing, they drop it off the block to Guthrie. She flips it inside to Perry. Perry can't miss, hit that shot. It's an air ball. Rebound by Hoffman. Back come the Lady Bison, trailing by 36. Dropped inside to the post, and a foul on Clark as she tried to take it up and score. Nice job there by Buffalo, going to the free throw line. And that's going to be on Guthrie. That's Gracie's second. That's second team foul on Vyside. Two on Vyside, two on Buffalo, 2:52 to go. Second free throw down and out. So did not go in. Now we're going to get Perry's going to come back out of this game. They're going to bring back in Jaden Watkins. Another free throw upcoming for Addie Clark, trying to get the first points of the quarter for Buffalo. And she does, and it drops her first points and the first of the quarter for the Lady Bison, who are down 35, 40-5, the score right now. And now on the wing for Johnson, now on the near corner for McCracken, looking for Guthrie. And they drop it back off outside. They're going to reset. McGeehee's going to take it from the wing. They drop it, skip pass it back to her. They try to drop it inside, stolen away by Watkins. Nice job by Ceniceros as they were fronting the post. Good defense by Buffalo. Now we're going to get another corner shot, this time by Clark, and that one she knocks down, and Addie Clark finally finds her stroke, and it's 40-7. And a big hill to climb out of, but at least they're getting something to build on here. It's Addie Clark finding her shot. Now they drop off the elbow, back outside to McGeehee. Now on the wing to Johnson. In the corner, Katie McCracken looks at the flasher. It'll go back up to Watkins. She takes one dribble, picks it up from three. That one won't fall. Fight for the rebound underneath the hoop, and Hoffman comes away with it for Buffalo, but throws it away right to McCracken and gets a reach-in foul on Chloe Silver just as she was trying to steal it back. That, I believe, will be the second on Chloe. It is team's third. And now they're going to inbound under the hoop. Are the Lady Indians up 40-7 with a minute 50 to go? They drop it up to McCracken. Poked away again. Ceniceros. Nice hands once again. Poke it out of bounds, though. It's going to stay here with Vysai. They're going to loft it all the way out to the perimeter to Katie McCracken. She drives. Tries to flip it inside to Watkins. Threw a little too hard and a little too high. It's going to go out of bounds. Turnover. Vysai goes back to Buffalo. Down big in this one, 42-7. It's been 2 points. This is the highest scoring quarter for the Lady Bison, who have three so far. Looking to add to that total. Back outside, shot fake, a shot by Ceniceros. It's not going to drop. Tries to follow her own shot and pokes it out of bounds. Goes back to the Vysai Lady Indians. Another good look, another shot not dropping. There has been a lid on the hoop for the Lady Bison tonight, shooting the basketball. They're starting to see the body language droop a little bit. Still doing a good job defensively. They drop it back outside McCracken. She's going to step inside, shoot from the elbow. That shot won't go. Long rebound, Ceniceros. She's double-teamed. Gives it up to Silver. Silver crosses the timeline. She's looking to attack. Drives it inside. Off the glass. That won't go. Pretty good look. Rebound underneath the hoop by Ceniceros. The foul and the bucket. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Hoffman. Or that was looked like Jordan. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Clark on that, who got the shot and the bucket. So she's going to get another shot at a three-point play. That won't drop. Good job by Addie Clark, who's got five, but the and one won't fall. 59 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's 40-9. Vysai well in front, under a minute to go. And Addie Clark now leads all Buffalo scores with those 5 points, five of the nine. And Jaden Watkins leads everybody. 14 right now, unofficially. I may have missed a free throw in there. Now they swing it around in the corner to Guthrie. Guthrie back outside. Looking at Casey McCracken, who's had a really nice quarter coming out of the break. 34 seconds to shoot for Vysai, who's well in front. And this one, just an exercise of trying to work on some things, as it's going to be real tough for Buffalo to come back in any way, shape, or form. Lob down the block, poked away by Hoffman. Good read. Kraken was looking for Watkins, cutting down towards the hoop. Drive inside, Silver off the glass and gets it to fall. So Chloe Silver gets on the board with two, makes it 40-11 and 9 seconds to shoot in this quarter, in the third quarter. For Vysai, one dribble. Watkins comes up short, rebound by Silver, two to shoot, 1 second left. Can she get it? She's not going to get the shot off in time. And a better third quarter for Buffalo, but they still trail the Vysai Lady Indians 40-11. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Buffalo, my side Lady Indians have led from the tip, well in front, 40-11, coming into that fourth to this fourth quarter, and looking to try to keep the win streak alive. It's been, you know, back and forth. They've lost a few in a row, they won a few in a row, lost a few in a row, and now in the midst of what's a win streak, about to add to it. We're going to drive by Cinceros. That won't fall. Gets her own rebound though. Takes one dribble, takes it right back up and in, and she finally on the board with two. So now Lady Bison starting to get some buckets. Might be too little too late, trailing 40-13, unless they get some threes to drop. Playing good defense, though. They get into Watkins. Drops it right back inside. Nice give and go, right, or give and cut, but a missed shot under the hoop by Drew McGehee and a rebound by Buffalo. Right idea there by the Lady Indians. Chloe Silver changes direction, tries to go back towards the baseline and attack, and I think she got fouled on the floor. See, that'll be the fourth team foul on Visai. That was a push in the back. No shooting foul, but the second foul on Casey McCracken. The older McCracken. Now we're getting a quick three by Buffalo. That won't drop. Rebound under the hoop by Cinceros. Won't fall. And another rebound by Visai. Jaden Watkins picking up one more. She can drive. Drops it off. Nice pass inside to McCracken, who is streaking down the floor, who's now into double digits. Watkins running the floor like a point guard there. Gets two more. It's 42-13. 7 minutes to go here in the game. Daisy Santana gives it back up over to the wing. They give it right back to Santana. She drives inside. Got a little space right there. Blocked from behind and grabbed by Watkins. Is that what block is going to be credited to, as it's knocked out of bounds and another turnover, but that block going to be on Zayden Johnson. Lyside trying to force the issue again. That time got a little too aggressive. Gets knocked out of bounds off the foot of Lady Indian and goes back to Buffalo. Silver now down in the corner. All the way to the other side to Hoffman. Jada inside of the post. Clark takes one dribble, bounces it right back out to Cinceros. Driving kick, Santana. Gives it back to Cinceros. Good defense here by Visai in the man-to-man. Drive by Cinceros. She's cut off. Stop, shoots, blocked by McCracken. And Katie McCracken with the block. She gets the steal. Now she's taken off. Picks up her dribble after crossing the timeline. And gives it over to Johnson in the near wing. One dribble, back out to Katie McCracken. And back over to Casey. She's going to try a three. That one went down, came back out, but a rebound under the hoop by Watkins and a putback, and she's got two more. What a game tonight for her. She has been unstoppable down there. And Buffalo done a pretty nice job on her. Still, she's getting her points. That's a steal that time. Streaking down the floor. Lady Indians drive by McGehee. Right hand off the glass. Oh, she missed it. Got a point-blank look. Shot wouldn't drop for her. Quickly the other way, Santana heaves it down to Clark, who's under the hoop. Gets the bucket and the foul and hitting the deck. And McGehee, frustrated from the miss, came down, picked up her third foul. And Addie Clark, all the way at the other end, gets two more. And a whole lot of substitutions here. Johnson's going to come out. Gracie Guthrie coming in. Bridget Hoffman, freshman, coming. Or nope, that's wrong. Make sure we get, I don't have a four for them. Check on that number when we get back here for Visai. One dribble for Clark here. Can't get the and one to drop. The free throw is not falling for. Rebound Watkins. 44-15. 5:30 to go. McCracken with a basketball. They give the ball back up the perimeter. They give it over to four in the wing, who I do not have on my roster. So we'll see if it's somebody's got a different number. Driving to mid post. That's going to roll out by Katie McCracken and a rebound Buffalo. Back comes Seniceros as Bison trying to win this quarter, actually. They drop it in the midpost. One extra pass inside and a foul on the shot on Yarly Mesta, who just came in the game for Buffalo. And that foul going to be the sixth team foul for the Lady Indians. And Drew McGehee has now four. She's one away from fouling out, and that's going to put Mesta at the line to shoot a couple. Just coming in the game cold. That one comes up short. 44-15 to score, 5:09 to go. Gracie Guthrie, or Watkins rather, Jaden Watkins is going to come in for McGehee. So she got a Jaden with a quick rest. Now has to come right back in after four fouls on McGehee. And missed his second free throw. Rolls it in, and she's on the board with one. 44-16, 5:08 to go. And quickly back come the Lady Indians. Top of the key, now into the wing. Cracking. Now down to the corner. Pass, fake, drive. Looking for an open teammate now as Buffalo pretty much stayed in this 2-3 zone the entire time. Trying to keep the ball out of the paint. And Katie McCracken, the freshman now with it, bounces inside the post. Watkins, one dribble, mid-post, turns, shoots, and rolls it in. And she makes it look easy. 18. 46-16. It's Jaden Watkins picking up right where she's left off last year, the year before. That's a miss by Buffalo. It's going to roll out and back quickly come to the high side. Drive a heave up towards the rim. That won't go. We're fighting a rebound, and now it's getting a little sloppy out there. It's run down the other way. Seniceros takes it right at McCracken. Stops, pops, shot won't go. Gets her own rebound, takes it back up and in. And Sierra's got four. And a much better quarter here for Buffalo's. Now cut it 46-18 with 4:09 to go. And still, it's not like Visai pulled all their starters. They're in there. Watkins, one of them. She's turned, shoots, hook shot right, bounce, went down, came back out. But a flying in there for the rebounds. McCracken and a foul on the putback. Great job there by McCracken. That foul going to be tagged to Sarabia. Fourth team foul on Buffalo. That's Jesse's first. And that will put Casey McCracken at the line, who's had a great second half. Another player played a ton of minutes last year for that state semifinal squad. Jill Perry going to come in the game now. Going to give Jaden Watkins a break. And she's played, has that knee brace on her right leg. She played with it last year. Doesn't certainly seem to be bothering her much, but certainly not tonight. Second free throw falls for Casey McCracken. She's got 12. It's 48-18. Under four to play here. It's been all Lady Indians from the tip in front of Buffalo. And Mesta gives it back off. We're going to stop pop by Santana. That's going to be blocked but saved by her teammate, Sarabia. She drives inside. She tries to hoist one up there. Gets her own rebound off the miss. Tries to put it back and finally ripped away under the hoop by Guthrie. She gives it right back to the freshman, Katie McCracken. She's going to bring it over the timeline, play point guard. Now out to the wing. That's Cadence Gray, the freshman. To the corner. Bounce pass underneath Casey McCracken. She's double-teamed. Has to flip it back to Katie. Katie drives mid-post. Little floater. That won't drop. Gets her own board, though. Oh, ball still on the ground. Still on the ground. Falls out of bounds. And Casey tries to save it. She will not get there in time. And it will go back to the Buffalo Bison, who trail by 30. 48-18. 3:14 to go. And looks like some even more substitutions. Senceros going to come out of this game. So Mesta in there now, getting some run. Everybody's getting some run. Santana's out there as well. Inside in the post, hop. That's a turn shot by Jordan. That won't drop. Or nope, that was Silver. She gets fouled on the shot, though. She's going to go to the free throw line. That was a 17 foul on Visai. About the only thing they've done wrong is they're now in the 1-1. Silver's going to the free throw line. That's the first foul on Zayden Johnson. And Chloe Silver's free throw falls. Chloe has 3 points. 48-19, 3:02 to go. Visai well in front here, fourth quarter. And a rebound off the second miss by Silver to Guthrie. And ahead come Visai Lady Indians. They have a couple players on my roster, but not listed as four. Chloe Nelson is on here, as well as Ariana Bruce. I'm not sure who is sporting that number tonight. Now Zayden Johnson drives baseline, gets a screen from Guthrie, back out to Perry on the wing. Skip pass, drive by Cadence Gray. She has to pick up her dribble. She's cut off. 2:30 to go. Now they're trying to penetrate this 2-3 zone. Perry's trying to post up on the block. They're looking for her. She double teams. They say no. Try to get it outside. Almost stolen away. Good hustle there by Santana, but she's going to get called for a foul. A little overly aggressive. That foul's going to be, looks like the first on her. 15 foul for the Lady Bison. 48-19. Visai well in front with 2:20 to go. And now out in the wing are the Lady Indians. The young Lady Indians is right now one starter in the game, and she just hit one. Zayden Johnson hits a three. Wanting her to get on the board. Or nope, that looked like, was it Zayden Johnson or Cadence Gray? Couldn't quite tell. It was one of the, either way, it's three for Visai, 51-19. That one's going to be poked away. And I was going to say out on Buffalo that time. It's a turnover, unforced error by Yarley Mesta. 2 minutes to go in this one. Drive outside, drive and kick. A bounce pass by Cadence Gray. Perry cuts down into the block to try to get her the basketball, streaking down in there. It's stolen away by Buffalo. Back comes Santana. Tries to get it quickly ahead. They're going to just fire up a two. That's going to be long. And a rebound backside by Johnson. Now she's looking to run. No numbers, though, so she pulls it up. Gets it back up to the wing. We're going to get a three there. That's going to be an air ball and a rebound by Chloe Silver. Now Silver looking to run. Back and forth we go. Floating shot, right bank shot won't fall for Silver. She attacks the rim and a foul on the rebound. Oh, they're going to jump ball. Possession arrow going back to Visai. Guthrie on that rebound. All Visai from the tip. Buffalo really had a hard time scoring, although this quarter has been much more conducive to scoring for them, as they've got 19. They had only four at the half. Another steal. Santana this time drops it offside. Little floater up off the glass. That won't drop for Silver, and a foul on the rebound. That's going to put, and that foul will be on Cadence Gray. That's a 1-1, so it's going to be shooting foul for, looks like Santana's going to shoot these. She'll shoot the 1-1. Under a minute to go, 51-19. Visai well in front. They're going to move on. They're going to move to 8-9. And an air ball in that 1-1 and a rebound underneath the hoop by Guthrie. 8-9, as we mentioned. This will be a fourth win in a row, though, for the Lady Indians. Starting to pull it together at the right time. That's a miss by Cadence Gray. And a steal by Cadence Gray, though. She gets it right back for him with 39 seconds to go. And Johnson gets a hefty screen and a moving screen. That will be a 1-1 foul on the block. Yep, they're going to tag. I'm going to say, it looked like they were going to give it out of bounds on the sideline. Instead, that'll be the ninth team foul for Visai. No shooting. They're not going to let them shoot. They're just going to run the clock here. So interesting. And a bucket inside now for Santana. She's on the board. 51-21, all Lady Indians, 16 seconds left. Getting a little sloppy here at the end. Now we're going to need a Zayden Johnson three. That won't fall. Santana trying to track it down. She's got 10 seconds to shoot. She's going to try to take it inside. Spins, drops it off down to a teammate on the block. That last shot won't drop. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And that is going to do it. The Visai Lady Indians have won their fourth in a row. They will move to 8-9, heading into a tournament they won a year ago, the Shattuck Shootout, trying to keep the streak going here, the win streak, and two in a row, the Shattuck Shootout. But they're going to come out on top of this one. We'll be back after this. It's your round ball roundup here on K101.